Recording?
It's recording now?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay, we're here. Hello and welcome to...
Suck off!
The finale.
It's time.
One last time.
One last go at it.
My
boyfriend today was like, after you're done planting succulents, like, I'll see you, da-da-da. Like, that's how he's referred
that's
to this podcast.
So, why haven't we done that yet?
I don't know.
That's genius.
I usually tell people, I tell people, like, after I'm sucking myself off, like, I'll see you later.
I have a suck session.
Okay, that's
even
better.
What I tell people when I record this.
Rock and roll.
But yeah, we're here. After this, we're never going to talk to each other again.
Literally never.
This will be the end.
I know a lot of people want us to do another podcast, and listen, I already have one.
Yeah, Christian already has one.
I have to spend 40 hours a week reading for that shit.
I might bring back my sleep podcast.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, this is it. I was thinking maybe I'm gonna rewatch the whole show. I don't know about you.
Yeah,
I'm just.
I love the show.
I love this show.
Every old clip I see, like Roman in season 1, episode 1, I think, being like, "This place was a cage to me," and then the final shot of Roman being free from the cage.
Yep. I don't feel like we'll talk about it, but like I don't feel like I see him drinking that often in the show.
And he's drinking, guess what? A martini.
A martini. Kind of crazy. But anyway, we'll start.
Carson's mic isn't picking up your voice very well.
I think it should be working. I mean, it says it's working here.
Oh shit.
If anyone else agrees, let us Jerry drinks martini.
See, I
Jerry's
can't...
drink. That's her drink.
Yes, that's why I was saying that.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was in my own world.
Well, okay. I guess the implication in my tone of voice was saying that.
Right,
which I thought
right,
all the
right.
girls got it, but I guess all the girls don't get it.
I didn't get it.
No, that's Jerry's drink.
I was not there.
Choice.
Carson needs to eat the mic more. I'll back up.
It's a bit echo. I can't read these chat because I can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Carson ignoring women. I'm not doing that. Not listening to him. I am all ears. I'm all ears.
We hear for women.
We hear, you know what? Actually, I should. Oh,
he's got a feminist flag. He's about to whip out.
You know what? I actually have my Hillary shirt somewhere around here. Distant. It's worse now.
Oh no!
Oh wait, maybe I. Oh, I turned down my mic. Maybe
instead of my mic.
Carson's mic is not it.
Ruh-roh.
Mic is not on. Carson's really quiet. What are you talking? Okay, it should be good now.
Oh my god.
There he is. Okay, jeez.
Are we going to cut this from the episode?
Sensitive.
Let's
not. I'm going to. Oh my god. Okay, better. Okay, so.
This is a very chatty chat for 244 people. I'll be real.
I know. It's crazy. I feel like it's going to crash my channel. I never have this many people.
I love that. That's amazing.
You guys sound fine. Okay.
Okay, so should we recap this fucking episode?
So it's a pretty basic episode. They're trying. It's really just another deal in the show. Kendall, the boy, is trying to get enough votes to stop the Gojo deal.
Yes.
That's kind of where it starts off.
We start off in kind of a fun place where Kendall has... Kendall's clearly spiraling and also not winning.
Yep.
Shiv is riding high. Yep. She's got Mattson on her side. But she thinks she's going to be the American CEO that he picks. And she's got the votes. And they basically just need the board, which is... What's 7 plus 6? 13 people. they need a majority for the board to approve the Gojo deal, which would then mean that Shiv wins, and if they lose, then Kendall wins.
Yeah.
And he gets to run the company for forever.
Yeah, which is really funny to look back on, that, like, Shiv won and then lost at the same time.
I was so happy. I mean, I know that I'm already talking about the ending, but I was so glad she made one big move that I will talk about and think about for forever.
Oh, it's
she made
amazing.
A fucking move that, like, you can analyze the implications of.
Yeah.
That, like, mean good things and bad.
It's
we'll
amazing.
Talk about later.
But that's the basic gist, is that he has a few people.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he has... It basically starts with he needs to go get Roman. And Roman is at their mom's place. In the Caribbean, where are they? Barbados?
Barbados, as Caroline would say. Shiv hears about this first because Caroline, very unlike her, calls her daughter, who she fucking hates, and is like, hey, I can't tell you who's here, but it's not Kendall, and it's one of your brothers. I was kind of hoping it would be Connor.
That's what I thought. I was like, they're not showing him. It's going to be Connor. And for some reason,
Connor is not related to the woman.
I was like, that's a big deal for some reason that we don't know yet. When she said... before she said not one of your it's not Kendall. I thought it was Logan back from the dead.
that's enough. I can't fucking stomach you.
I was like, oh my God, they're going to go there.
They're doing a weekend at Barry's. Yeah, like, he's just sitting there in his sunglasses.
He was there this whole time.
Caroline's like manipulating him. Anyways.
Wearing sunglasses on the Eyes Wide Open episode. Because that's the name of the episode.
Caroline also comments on Eyes.
On Eyes. Now, I have a whole... I've been talking about this little bits about like the eye motif in this show.
Let's hear it.
I have nothing to add today.
Okay.
But it's like... My whole point I was going to make, and this is, again, skipping to the end, was the fact that Kendall is, like, looking right at the sun without his KLR sunglasses for, like, the first time most of the season. He's got them on when he's, like, talking to his siblings during the sunset in that, like, first meeting, the three of them. I also like that, like, the blocking of that scene, they have Roman when he calls himself like the vote or something. He calls himself the human vote. Yeah, he's like looking at them and he's like already looking at the sunset, so it's kind of like Roman was already in this post place.
Yeah,
anyway, that was...
So circling back to the recap. Shiv and Kendall show up to Caroline's house in Barbados to try and convince Roman to be on their side of the vote.
Right.
And if Roman goes with Shiv, I mean, really, nothing benefits him. He just melted down at the funeral.
Yeah.
He's not emotionally well. He's also physically unwell. He's got stitches in the corner of his eye because the leftists, the woke mob, beat the fuck out of him.
Say it.
This is the future liberals want. Beating an innocent man the day his dad's funeral.
Right. You hate to see Roman Roy get destroyed by leftist mob. I don't know.
Roman got cancel cultured physically.
Yeah, true. anyway, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Someone pointed out that he has like a little boy's shirt on.
Yeah. His hair is all tussled. He truly looks 8.
Yeah, it's definitely like a child size shirt. But yeah, I feel bad. It's like he's like, things are so bad that he had to go like meet with his mom, you know? Yeah. And she is like not the comforting presence, which is just makes the whole show so sad that it's like when they go to her, it's like there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
So really there's like nowhere to go, but
I guess it's the best place for him to go because it's out of the public eye and it's away from everything. But then, I mean, trouble follows him as it follows everyone in the show. And his two siblings show up and basically try to convince him of their side.
Right.
He's kind of team Shiv to start with because that would mean he doesn't have a job at Waystar anymore. And he's like, all right.
Yeah.
I love not having a job and I love having money.
He just can't really like take... And he's very much like the audience this episode, because it's like, it seems like Kendall keeps delivering the same pitch of like, we got this, I thought you were on my side, and it's like, he's so unlikable from the get-go this episode.
Speak for yourself.
At the end of the last one, I was like, oh my God, he's back. We're going to see him win. And then the beginning of this episode, I was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, the second he shows up at Barbados and is like, Romy!
Yeah.
I was like, it's over.
So awful.
I was like, we're so back. It's so
he's
over.
He's in like
we're
a
so
suit.
Back.
Roman's chilling.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Hard to watch.
And like a good portion of the episode is like this back and forth of him trying to get them on board.
But then, while they're in the Barbados, and it's not going well for Kendall, it's kind of going well for Shiv, it cuts to what Tom and Greg are up to.
Yeah.
Love wins this episode. I just tweeted love wins with no context and everyone knew what I was talking about.
That episode with Tom and Shiv, the shot with Tom and Shiv in the car, that's love winning.
I was thinking the mark on Greg's head, for me, that was love wins.
Yeah, property, basically. Yeah.
Yes.
The part where I gasped was the Stewie line that he kisses boys on
Molly. Kisses guys on Molly. Oh, yeah. You bet my ass was tweeting immediately.
Insane.
My eyes
I was
hurt.
Clapping. Like a seal. I was like...
And there was no reason for that.
No.
And Stewie was like, I'm a bad guy. I like weird sex. And then Kendall was like, no, you don't, baby.
He did not say baby.
You like missionary with me.
Right. Pancakes and waffles.
Pancakes and waffles and kissing guys on Molly. That's a good Tuesday.
It's crazy. That just confirmed so much. Because, I mean, we've all known. My theory has always been that they, like, hooked up in college.
Yeah.
And that line confirmed everything. All they needed was that one line.
Yeah.
To satisfy
gay people
the fan
won
base.
This episode. Just one final, like, little bit of fan service, and then we're out.
A quick thing about Stewie, too, is I'm really upset because there were, like, promo pictures of him at the funeral. Like, yeah. He's been in all these episodes, but they've never... I was like, if they cut him this episode, that will be... And to be fair, he's, like, barely in this episode. I was really... They did him dirty.
They got a lot to say. I feel like they both could have had another season, and also this season dragged a little bit.
I'm thinking, like, 13 episodes this season would have been ideal.
I say this, and it's better than anything I will ever make ever in my life.
Yeah, true. There's nothing that's going to come close to this show.
Even the worst moment on this show is better than anything I will ever have to say about it. So let's be clear when I'm saying, like, oh, they could have done this. Well, that's what they did, and it's already great.
Exactly.
Circling back to what I was saying, though, in the recap, I guess, while while the siblings are all in Barbados, Tom and Mattson are hanging out, having a little meeting, and Greg is there.
Yes.
And basically, Mattson says, Mattson's sort of testing Tom in this moment. He says, I want to fuck Shiv. Tom just sort of doesn't react. He's like...
It's like Tom is so desperate that he could say anything to Tom in that moment. He's just kind of like abusing his power as much as possible in one meeting.
And Tom is so wormy. That's what he says. Yeah. He's like, who are you outside of work? And Tom is like, that's a tricky one. You know?
That's what's so crazy about this episode. And like you were saying, we could read the Shiv choice at the end in so many different ways, but you could make the argument that's like, she won Tom this job. And like, that is more love than he's shown her all season. Mm. Even if it was unintended, it's like, you could interpret it a bunch of different ways.
Well, okay. I want to talk about their conversation that they had before Shiv got on the plane, on the phone.
Like second scene of the show.
Well, and I forgot. But I kind of read it as there's kind of a glimmer of hope there. And I know they then fought very hard later in the episode. But Shiv asks him, like, hey, we have said all the worst things to each other. Maybe we can start a real relationship. Mm-hmm. And Tom says, honest to God, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was living. I was like, I think they can make something out of this.
Yeah, I was like... If that scene had happened in like episode 5, I'd be like, no. But at this point, I was like, come on.
I could kind of see it.
I could see it.
They finally like had Tom and Shiv do romantic stuff this season that like actually you could see some of their chemistry or see some of their like affection for each other.
Yeah. I feel like they had a reason to like show affection. Whereas before it's like they were just in this for purely money.
Yeah.
And now it's like you see them at their like lowest lows. They're kind of.
It is getting more real.
Yeah.
And so I know in the last shot, it's like Shiv isn't intertwining with his fingers, and you can read it a billion different ways. But like, I kind of choose to see hope in what they have going on. Like, maybe they can make something out of that. But famously, they'll have a baby in, you know, 5 months, and that goes great for everybody. So.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like, of all the main siblings, it seems like Shiv has the most life after this, if there were to be a season 5. It's like she's already. Planning her next move under Tom. She's still in the company.
She's still in the TV show Succession, whereas Kendall and Roman are not.
No.
And that's kind of the tragedy of Shiv, is she will never exit the show Succession unless she does it the way Caroline has, which is like just fucking off and not being around your kids or husband, which will probably happen. A woman is doomed to her mother's fate.
That's the biggest... I'm like, oh my God, and she's pregnant with his child.
That's why she wins, though. You know, like... She wins because she has the bloodline. She has the husband.
Yeah.
She, like, affixes herself to men and can only, like, get power through men, which is how basically every woman in the show gets power.
Yeah.
Willa through Connor or Marsha through Logan. Like, that's how women on the show get power. And so that's what she did. That's how she made that final move.
Carolina is making moves.
Carolina is lesbianing her way to the top.
Getting Hugo out.
The way that it is true lesbian representation. Here it is, everybody. I have also been in the middle of conflicts that, like, wildly opposing parties.
Yeah.
And yet everybody says, you know what? We're keeping Borky in the line of fire. Because if you do a good job and you're a little fruity, you can get so far in life.
It's true. It's true. Look at you.
Look at me. In a Bobby Jack shirt on Twitch.
Yeah. I mean, it's not true.
But I'm saying, like, her little conversation with Shiv when, like, you know, whatever. When Tom is like, what's Carolina up to? Mm-hmm. Like, to Hugo? Oh, mwah. If you can lesbian your way out of anything, girls, if you just try hard enough.
Yeah. I have a question. Mm. Some people are reading into Carolina going to Shiv when they first got there. Like, some people were like, does Carolina already know about... I got, like, lost in who knows what at these...
So, Carolina knows... Like, this is what Kendall winds up telling Shiv earlier in the episode.
Right.
But Carolina knows that Mattson has erased Shiv from the CEO announcement.
Right.
And I think just through her networks of knowing things, she knows it's going to be Tom.
Yeah.
And she knows that, like, Shiv is not going to leave Tom, I think. Yeah. So, she, you know, when she, and the board had not voted by this point, right? When she sees Shiv?
Yeah, no, already... this is they're going into the board meeting. So yeah. She's like, yeah, kind of already assuming the power.
Oh, I think because either way, Shiv would still be in power. If she's aligned with the siblings, which Carolina would think she was, because Carolina gave Kendall that note, then she's like, okay, Shiv, I know you'll be in some sort of power. Can you make sure Hugo's not around? But also, if Shiv winds up winning and Tom's CEO, can you make sure Hugo's not around?
Yeah. Which it makes... It's crazy because it was shocking while I was watching it that Shiv was, like, choking. Or not choking, but, like, going back on her decision. But at the same time, it was, like, the total right decision because I think she also realized that she kind of wins either way here. Mm-hmm. So...
Wins and loses either way. If we're being so real, kind of loses either way.
But I think she took the opportunity to, like, cut off the toxic cycle that they were under.
I disagree. I think this is a lose-lose game for Shiv, and you can choose how much you lose or the way that you lose. If Kendall's the CEO, she's never going to be in any meaningful position of power again. And she's going to watch her, like, toxic, horrible brother, like, be toxic and horrible. If she is the wife of a powerful CEO, then, like, she also has this guy's baby that he's wanted for a long time, and she gets to be, like, Lady Macbeth. It's that or, like, the sister that gets killed off eventually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's picking her loss, and her loss is being in a comfortable, like, marriage situation in which she's trapped.
Right.
But
I think I'm more looking at it as, like, she kept the family out of the business, even though she's kind of family and she's technically in the business because of Tom. But I'm like, by keeping Kendall from being in charge, I feel like she prevents, like, a second Logan in a way.
I don't think she meant to do that, though. I don't think that was her intention. Right. Like, I think that's something you can analyze out of that. Like, oh, wow, she really did break the cycle. But it's like, she's also damned him to a life of purposelessness.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, saving him from himself, he would die as a CEO. He would also kind of die if he's not. Like,
I think that's a really... Earlier in the episode, when he's, like, convincing them, he's talking about how shitty the job is. And he's like, it kills you. And it's like...
Yeah.
It's kind of the same way of, like, Shiv loses either way. Like, Kendall kind of loses either way. Because it's like... He's going to be miserable no matter which route he goes. Yeah. It's not like if he were to be CEO, he would ever reach the highs that his father did. So it's like...
It's a tragedy. I love tragedy.
You're smiling like, and that's great.
And that is why I love this show. Fantastic. Everyone except for Roman loses.
Yeah. Sweden won.
Sweden
I will say that.
Won.
I will say Sweden won.
St. Paul won.
I love Alexander Skarsgård. His performance this episode, just like the dancing over to sign the paper, it's like, is like such a perfect evil guy. Like, that's who they turned it over to. It's so perfect.
And it's like, man, how long is this company gonna last? Because like, that election shit could come in.
Well, yeah, so I was like talking to friend of the pod Jaxie about the election stuff and how we thought that would end up, and if like Tom would get screwed over.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I think the beauty is I don't know.
Exactly. Like, the show ended.
The show ended.
Who gives a fuck? Oh. We're done. I will never talk about the show after today.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the fun is, like, it could really go either way. It could, like, keep trucking along, and this business could just be, you know, this horrible toxic organization for forever. Or something huge could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, historically speaking, it'll probably keep trucking along.
Yeah.
If we're thinking, like,
that's the thing, is like, it ended exactly. I like the way Jesse Armstrong put it in the recap, where it's like the character, the main characters, at least the siblings, have like nothing to really like chase after now. So it's like, why would the show keep going?
Right.
Like, neither does Tom. He's at the top spot. The only way down after this is like to a fall. So it's like, why would we just do that for a season? This is the perfect place to end it.
Yeah. No, it's great.
We haven't even like abandoned the recap.
Yeah, the way we're not recapping.
Let's see. They he gets the call from Greg. Let's talk about Greg a little
bit. Greg and that stupid little fucking phone of his. the truest Gen Z character, if we're being so real.
I've been doing Duolingo Swedish, and like listening to the Swedish, I was like, come on, you got this, man.
Squinting.
I was like, what are they saying? And I needed the translation.
Greg overhears Mattson and Oscar basically saying that Shiv is not going to be the CEO.
Yeah.
Because I don't, did Tom tell him? It doesn't matter. Whatever. Greg finds out that Shiv's not going to be the CEO.
Yeah.
And then immediately tells Kendall, because it's like, information's like a fine wine. He decides to share it with his boyfriend, Kendall.
Right.
And Kendall then, you know, goes to Shiv with this information, is like, let's re-ally as siblings, whatever. But Greg, in that little fucking phone of his, he's keeping his options open.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. It's a mix of things. Yeah. Well, because Tom doesn't tell Greg that it's going to be him. Mm-hmm. He just says something vague.
It like could be like Lawrence or some guy.
Yeah, yeah. And then Greg finds out that it's not going to be Shiv. Mm-hmm. And so then it's just like the information gets passed around a bunch of different ways. But...
And then Tom finds out that Greg told Kendall that Shiv's not going to be the CEO.
Yes.
And like, you know, that means that they have a lot more information.
Right.
Than they should have.
Yeah.
And so then they go into a bathroom and they...
They duke it out.
They homoerotically
I thought, I don't know why my brain is like this, but I thought they were going to kiss. I was like, he's going to be like, get in here. Just
I also, for some reason, was like, they're going to lock lips. It's going to be in front of really, everyone.
I told you like last season, I was like, I'm predicting one kiss on the lips between those two. And I was like, last chance. And it was a slap.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
It was amazing. I will give Nicholas Braun his slap to Tom was so good. It was like, a really good slap.
It's so fun to watch his character like grab his autonomy right in front of him and like, you know, chase after life and be evil and slimy and disgusting. Yeah. It was awesome.
I do think, while we're talking about Greg, because he's not in a ton of this episode, I also think this episode just confirms what he's always been in this show, and he's just like the middleman. And
a
like
lackey.
he just kind of plays under the table and like picks up on what other people are saying. Mm-hmm. And he's just a slime ball. He's not like the secret genius that people think he is. He's just kind of passing messages along.
He's good at gossip, and that is half of being alive, is right. Riz. I mean, it's so hard when I say like Riz and gossip, that's all you need to get by in the corporate world.
It's like I people complain about the fact that he just kind of stays in the middle and hasn't really like gone to either side. I'm like, that's his strength, is that when he plays it so safe in
play
the middle,
both sides, so that I come out on top.
Exactly. Centrist behavior.
And he starts the show poor and like directionless and under Tom's thumb, like starting episode two, you know. Tom says, I got you, I'll look after you. He ends the show with $200,000 of a salary, probably less after Mattson takes over.
Yeah.
Still under Tom's thumb, but like he is ascending to the top under Tom. Like he's gone under Tom's wing. So it's kind of a fun rise to the bottom of the top.
Yeah. I was going to say all of what I just said aside, I still think it's like kind of a loss for Greg because he's at the end of the day, literally like property to Tom, which I think was, first of all, a perfect callback to the sticker scene earlier in the
episode.
I was like, genius. But also, it's like that is essentially where he was at the beginning of the show. And it's like it's like the opposite of whatever Roman is at the end of the season, in that instead of being free, Greg is just even more locked in.
Yeah.
And it's like, really, he's the only, if I'm not mistaken, the only Roy left in the business, technically.
Yep. Well, Ewan is still a board member or whatever, so.
Yeah.
Greg and Ewan.
Crazy. So I don't know. I loved the way they wrapped up Greg. The fact, like, his final interaction with Tom being like, you're a piece of shit, like, to his face, in kind of an endearing way, is like, just a really simple way to kind of look at where his character's at by the end of the
show. You know, they actually filmed a kiss.
They did. They just cut it because
they cut it for time.
No, there's a thing that they actually filmed that they cut that I want to talk about.
Let's hear it.
But it's okay.
We don't have to.
It's like cutting.
It's too emotional for you.
It's all the way at the end. All
right, we'll talk about it later.
It's Kendall's. Yeah. Let's talk about Kendall's stuff at the end.
All right.
Connor and Willa. Let's just address that.
God bless them. You know. 5 days ago, they were on top of the world in terms of their beautiful relationship, honeymooning.
Yeah.
But now it's clear. I mean, it's clear the whole time.
Yeah.
But Willa was excited for Connor to potentially be sent overseas, and then she gets to do whatever she wants here.
Yeah.
And the idea of having to spend more time with Connor clearly was not amazing for her. Not the worst thing in the world. She's not, like, I guess, condemned to a life of having to be around Connor Roy.
Right.
But it's also not the best thing. A gilded cage.
Yeah.
Gilded cage.
I like... I'm a little bummed how little of them was in this episode, but at the same time, they have been done with Connor. The like his final character arc, I feel like, was in that karaoke bar when he was like talking out his issues with his, like, never feeling part of, like, that I feel like was the end of Connor, or at least his wedding, I would say.
I thought him losing the election, because, like, that was his that thing was that he just... wanted, that he was chasing after, and now he has nothing to chase after.
Yeah. I don't know. It just felt appropriate where he...
Alas, Kentucky.
Did. Alas, vanity. Who else? Shiv, we've kind of talked about. Roman... Yeah. Probably my favorite moment in the entire episode was the hug between Kendall and Roman.
Where Kendall is forcing his face to, like, come unbroken through a hug. Ugh.
It's
disgusting.
It's a it's such a simple and yet layered and powerful shot.
And
in
deeply
the show.
Fucked up.
Deeply fucked up more than anything. Cause it's just like, it's right in front of you. I mean, it is a little, like, on the nose, just, like, putting the scar into the hug, and, like, the abuse is the way they show affection.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I just kept thinking back to, I think it was season 2, when Logan hits Roman and Kendall comes to the defense so quickly, and how he's just kind of gone all the way around to becoming his own father in abusing Roman.
And, like, the fact that it was a smothering, too, like, I own you, and I have more power than you. It's like when Logan gives Kendall that really big bear hug at the end of season 1.
Yep.
Like, it's just so much, like, you are weaker than me, you're the weak dog, and I will always have power over you.
Absolutely.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that was...
And such a slay.
It was a... It was such a slay. Yeah, I really liked that moment, and it just kind of felt like the last bit of, or not the last, but like Kendall going full evil, I guess. I was like, this man is too far gone.
I thought this finale would end with like a whimper. I thought Kendall would win, and like he's lost everyone along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, like he got the thing that he wanted, but not what he needed, which was amazing to not see that happen, that he's done all this stuff and he's a loser anyway.
Yeah.
That's just rules.
The thing. If he had won, I think he's so delusional, clearly from this episode, that I don't think he ever would have like realized what he's become.
He would have thought of it as a win, you know, instead of seeing the loss that's in front of him.
And I like that he sits with it at the end and like recognizes who he is now, and he just has to sit with that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Literally with like the bodyguard that is like the only person that really knows what happened to the waiter following the rest of his life.
Ugh,
is like,
I can't talk about it.
I mean. That was just amazing to me. I'm like, holy shit.
Wait, can we go back into the recappy?
And
talk about the board meeting? Are we basically there? No, wait. We have to do the, when they're in Barbados and they decide that Kendall's going to be the guy.
Meal fit for a king. We have to talk about that.
When they're in Barbados, Kendall, like we said, finds out that Shiv's not going to be the CEO.
Uh-huh.
Tells Shiv, she's pissed. They decide to ally and keep the company under the Roy name.
Right.
And so then the question becomes, well, who's the CEO?
Yeah.
It obviously can't be Roman. It also kind of obviously can't be Shiv. Like, I'm very team Kendall in this moment. Mm-hmm. Like,
it
would just be a little ridiculous.
It can only be Kendall.
Yeah.
He
was destined since he was 7 years old.
Which is such a sad backstory to all of this. But also, it's like, are you fucking kidding me, man? The shit my dad told me at 7, like, I don't take that to heart. Like, oh my God.
What'd he tell you when you were 7? You were going to own Minnesota?
I was...
I don't know when Minnesota
I wanted to make
each
a
other.
Cartoon, and he was like, you can do it. And actually, to be fair, I went to film school, so I kind of did take it.
My dad was like, you know Seth MacFarlane? He went to the Rhode Island School of Design. You should make cartoons. And I was like, I don't want to. I can't draw.
We had the same dad.
Why did
both
we have the same dad?
Want us to go to cartoons.
Why did they both think cartoons were going to be a viable alternative?
Here we are, podcast. They didn't have podcasting back then.
That's
it was
wild.
Cartoons.
You unlocked my memory of my dad being like, go into cartoons. You're so funny. Do cartoons.
Parents, they were like, they can do cartoons.
Yeah. Newspapers, famously something we all get.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I pursued it? Thank God I didn't.
I mean, I would only live in the shadow of Alison Bechdel for the rest of my life. And I would never get a Broadway musical. I would never get a full book of my little comics.
Yeah. We like lost half our viewers talking about cartoons. The chat went silent. They were like, who gives a fuck?
They don't give a fuck that our dad told us we should do cartoons.
Anyway, so that's his whole bag. Yeah. They eventually agree to it. They're like, well, yeah, the logic makes sense. I love that the moment where he goes for the swim, which I'll talk about in a second, but they're kind of sitting at the shore and they're like, should we kill him, like, jokingly? And then they end up killing him.
Yeah, it's pretty, which is, it's great. Pretty rad.
I was like, because it's one of those shows where I'm like, are they gonna fucking kill him, like, literally murder him? And, and I was like, nah, that's ridiculous. But then they actually do, in a way.
Pretty sweet.
And that's kind of crazy.
But they swim out and they tell him, yeah, it's gonna be you, buddy, don't you worry. But what was the thing you were going to say about his swim?
Well, I was... It's clear that water has been a big thing for Kendall the whole show. He was... I think they're very deliberate about how he sits in the water in the show. I mean, he's, like, lying face down in season three. Earlier this season, he's, like, floating after the presentation goes well. And I think this is a really... good one. Well, okay, there's two things about this that I like. I like that this parallels season one, where they're all in that boat, smoking weed, and they kind of go for a hug, and this is right before Kendall kills that kid. But I also like the fact that it's like he's kind of relying on this raft to put him afloat, and that just the image of Shiv and Roman kind of clinging to that raft is, I think, really, I don't know, it's very, it's cool to me. I don't think there's anything deeper there. It's just like... it is what it is, but...
it could thematically... this might be a reach, and I'm acknowledging that it's a reach, but it could be... it sort of was giving, like, Titanic, you know, like, Jack, like, cling to the thing.
Yeah,
so it could be, like, a misdirect, like, an intentional misdirect of, like, well, Roman and Shiv are probably going to get killed at the end of the episode.
Right, right.
As in, like, they won't win.
Yeah.
Kind of a fun subversion of that.
And then, for all of that to happen, and then, like, dumping this... pile of shit.
Then they go
basically.
And they do cute kid stuff that honestly the scene went on for way too long and I don't care.
I was living it. I loved
was
it.
Yeah. They were like interacting like siblings. Roman was licking cheese and they put disgusting stuff in a blender. And then Shiv catches three pieces of bread in a row with like one hand. Yeah. Did we notice that? That was
giving her the Emmy for that.
It was giving softball lesbian. Oh my god, can I tell a story that a comedian said at a show, so it's not even like my story. She was like, I was going through like a really messy breakup with my ex. Again, this is not my story, it's Jessica Mance's, and it's really funny, she's a great comic. And this ex was like really really athletic, like, you know, her nickname, actually I can't say her nickname because that gives away her name, but like kind of like a sporty nickname and played all the sports or whatever. They're having this messy breakup and Jessica like throws a burrito at her head expecting it to like, you know, all the sour cream
splatter,
and beans are gonna go everywhere. And then the bitch caught it.
That's Shiv Roy.
Yeah.
I love Roman licking the cheese.
Oh yeah.
That was amazing.
Like, Romy, don't.
The nobbies. Peter's nobbies. And they're not Peter's, it's Peter's cheese.
Peter gets really boring.
Yeah,
Peter gets really
boring
about the cheese.
He's awfully boring about it.
Yeah, that shit rules.
Fucking Kendall's, or I shouldn't say Kendall, but Jeremy Strong's like British accent halfway through the scene caught me off guard.
Roman doing an impression of Kendall and Shiv like joining in. It was everything. It was
fan
service.
He got the face, like the small mouth, like. Are you actually? Anyway.
Ooh, that was a good one. I feel like when you have the face added in, like
the
your
face
impressions
is
ascent,
skyrocket. Yeah. But yeah, they. That's his. I love that scene in knowing how the whole episode ends because it's just like they're kids at the end of the day, and it like goes back to Logan's like you're not serious people line.
I apologize that I tweeted about this, and I don't care. I'm going to repeat it on the podcast. Mark Mylod at the end of the episode was like, that moment of happiness is so cruel in tragedy because you know that something sad is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a man's thought. I love those little moments of like happiness and fun because they give you hope. It's like why you watch.
Yeah.
And it's what makes you hopeful that like maybe these guys can come back together and maybe they'll ebb and flow or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like watching the Titanic and, you know, hoping the boat just like...
yeah,
this way because Jack and Rose are so cute.
In that scene, I was like, I didn't feel that. I was like, I knew the show couldn't end well, but I was like, this is nice that they've kind of come together. Mm-hmm. It's when they, it's the shot when they like get off the private jet and are like yelling at different people on the phone, and that's when I was like, all right, they're getting destroyed. They're about
but then
something terrible is about to.
Immediately after they go to Logan's house, and during like the whole sticker scene or whatever, they go and they watch this video of Logan like having fun with his friends, and then they're all like small and like kids again, and they're holding hands and watching their dad like.
Yeah.
chop it up at a dinner party. Which is the most insane way to be chopping it up is by listing presidential candidates that have lost.
I know.
It's giving. That's honestly, that's going to become my party trick. I can't wait to memorize that speech and be like, you guys want to hear something fucking crazy?
I am not a crier.
Okay.
But I cried to Carl's. I know. I was laughing at it at first, and then the longer it went on, I started crying.
Aww.
Because I was like, I thought that scene made me very emotional because I was like, that is like a group of people at a dinner table that will never happen again. Like, that is, they're never going to have this like warmth, even if it's so hilariously lame.
Old?
And old. Yeah, I'm like, could never be me. But it's very warm to them. I was just like, that's never going to happen again. And I was also like, that's, it's kind of like looking back at the show too. And I'm like, this is like the end of the show. And that, wherever this clip was filmed, it just feels like a different time. And I was like, I was getting emotional.
I'll be so real. I was drunk.
I know. Most people, everyone I've seen talk about it is like, and Carl's song?
I'm not thinking that's ridiculous. Because, like, clearly it was played emotionally. I'm not saying it's ridiculous to get emotional. The thing they clearly wanted you to get emotional at. I just made a Negroni that was, like, 3 times the size it should have been. and so I was sitting there like, this is fun. I was tweeting the whole time.
Right.
Like,
you texted me like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, this could be about a number
it
of
It could
things.
Be about anything. It was during, I think, the board meeting. I was like, oh, no. No.
Boy. I really loved that scene a lot. I thought it was a really nice moment. It was like the last nice moment, because I think immediately after that is when Tom goes up to, and I love that Tom is like, you should probably know that it's gonna be me, and then like blames Greg.
Yeah.
To be fair, Greg is the one that told them that it's not gonna be Shiv, so they could move. But also, why would you say this to Shiv?
Weirdly, like, it's not brave, it's not cowardly, it's some secret third thing, which is what Tom always is.
I think they include it, and it happens because it ends up benefiting Shiv, or adds to the ways you could interpret what she does at the end, because the fact that she knows it's going to be Tom, I don't think if he had said anything that she would, she have known?
No, she wouldn't have known.
Yeah. So I think that definitely plays into why she kind of backtracks. And,
it's so good.
Yeah. The board meeting.
Yeah, this is the part where immediately I was like, no.
Yeah.
They go around doing the vote. Stewie's like, I'm team Ken.
I know. Someone was like, he could have just said no.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm team Ken, so no.
Yeah.
And I was like,
his gay little hands.
Yeah. Also, we didn't talk about like Kendall's call to Stewie in the car on his way. Like, don't go dirty on me. It's like,
it's just vile.
It's
those
a
two
lot.
Are fucking
it's
dirty.
A lot.
Dirty little guys.
Nasty.
Disgusting. And brothers. Anyways, the vote is going around, and Roman votes with Kendall, because after this like big bear hug moment, like Roman's just like, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
And then Shiv says, give me a second to have a think. And then kind of impulsively makes the decision to be like, I'm not going to vote for Kendall. But then Kendall and Roman go to confront her in this glass boardroom.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. I'm like, they're yelling about the kid that Kendall killed. Clearly everyone can hear.
Yeah.
I don't read too much into what's going to happen afterwards, but I'm also like, do you guys not realize how audible you
like, they never will.
It's crazy.
This is, I mean, the show at its fucking best is this fight scene. It was awesome.
It's all led up to this interaction.
Terrible to watch. Just disgusting. I hated it.
Yeah. I mean, it's also like, it was interesting to watch this knowing the scene in season one with the board meeting where Roman is kind of... You know, where they're trying to...
Oh, yeah, Roman.
I forget what the deal is.
Where Kendall can't make it to the meeting, and then Roman, like, votes with Logan. Because it was the vote of no confidence. That's what you were talking about?
Yep.
Well, during this confrontation, Shiv says she can't stomach the idea of it being Kendall.
Yeah.
She's, like, you know, backtracking on their alliance they made. Kendall's like, no, I'm the eldest boy.
that was so funny.
It was gonna be like, I am your mother. I am the eldest boy.
There was, like, a little spit that came out.
Yeah.
Which, that's another thing that I love, that I know is, like, really on the nose, but, like, Shiv spitting in the drink and then pouring that over him, and then this happening the next day.
Spitting in his notebook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. She loves to fucking spit on him.
She'd be spitting. But, yeah, then...
Never mind. Just fucking... Come on. get it together.
So
spit on Roy. Siobhan. Spit on. All right. Now, what were you gonna say?
Basically, Kendall's saying, I'm the eldest boy. It's me. It's the bloodline. And Roman's like, well, actually, let me say something racist real quick. Yeah. And is like, I disagree. Logan didn't even think that your kids are the bloodline because one of them's adopted and mm-hmm. one of them is not even your kid.
Yeah.
So many implications there. Like, right. Kendall is physically unable to yeah. bear children. Well, mm-hmm. he's, you know, he would never bear the child. You know what I mean?
Spilled all over myself.
Spilling and...
Spilling and...
Spilling.
Now we're done. We're done. Yeah, spilled. I'm sorry.
Anyways... Then Roman brings up the very racist point that, you know, those kids are not part of the bloodline, right. that they are not actually heirs to the throne, yeah. which, you know, that really pisses Kendall off.
Yeah.
And then Kendall immediately, like, corners him. Oh, and then Roman makes the point that, like, Shiv has the actual bloodline.
Yeah.
Like, inside of her.
This scene is so intense and so many knives are being thrown
yeah.
that it's like, these lines just fucking, it's just... pelting like, one after another.
The most devastating and like horrible thing you could say about a person, followed yeah. by the next also devastating mm-hmm. horrible thing you could say about a person.
Right.
I love it's when the insane. Bitches are fighting. The girls are fighting.
And
the
all...
occasional like cuts to like everyone else just standing there, and you're like, "You fucking idiot!" Like, this is a comedy for real. Why don't we treat this like it's a comedy?
I love how someone like they ask like what's going on, and Hugo's like, "Shiv is undecided," and that's like all that needed to be said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is funny. They make it... That's what's so great about this finale is that even, like, the really devastating moments are, like... They have funny moments.
Mm-hmm. And then Shiv says, you can't be the CEO, you killed a kid. And then right. Kendall decides to girl boss and gaslight and gatekeep. And he says, yeah. no, I didn't.
Well, it's like, it goes fully into the no real person thing.
Yeah.
That Logan was telling him... at the beginning, and it's like that's what sends Kendall over to betray his dad, and so
yeah.
I think it's beautiful that Kendall sends them in to betray
him. And he says, I basically made it up, it was a false memory, I just wanted us to connect emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible thing to say.
Insane thing to
Nothing.
Say.
It's his like final desperate plea to get the thing of CEO, and it's like the most wrong move you could have possibly made.
Yeah.
Yum. I love it. And then it fails because then Shiv and Roman mm-hmm. are understandably so mad.
Yeah.
And they're like, you are disgusting. Either you made it up or you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, this conversation now is solidified that you fucking suck
yeah.
and you suck forever.
Yeah.
Yum.
It is crazy. I mean, I've been saying all season, I'm like, that thing is going to come back. The murder.
Yeah.
And I love the way they dealt with it in that it was a very quick... I don't even think this interaction lasted like more than a minute
mm-hmm.
of them talking about it. It was just so quickly like
and
Kendall
was...
pretending like it never happened or insisting. And
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Poignant enough to literally ruin his life.
Yeah. And just show that he's like fully in the dark side now.
Because this has been the main source of guilt of his for what? Over
right.
a year. I don't know how long
yeah.
the show is. Over a year.
Uh-huh.
And so for him to just like completely excuse that in the name of getting to what? To have the CEO login?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm minimizing it. But you know. It's like fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
Then Shiv leaves. Shiv like gets out. Shiv is only able to escape, by the way, because Kendall is like physically trying to get her to stop.
Yeah.
And Roman like,
uh-huh.
you know, is like, come on, she's pregnant, you asshole.
Yeah.
And they like are beating the fuck out of uh-huh. each other while Shiv goes in and votes.
Not to mention the way that like Kendall grabs Roman's face during
oh,
this.
And
it's
splitting
just,
it open.
Yeah. It's so disturbing.
Yeah.
You
know the like the chest thing in that Alien movie in the I almost
yeah,
said
yeah,
Terminator.
It's called Alien, yeah.
It's called Alien. It's not Terminator. It was giving that. Like just so
yeah.
like visceral and
mm-hmm.
putrid. Mm. It was good.
Yeah. And then he kind of,
if he did get gouge Roman's eyes out, I'm sorry, I am responding to the
no,
chat.
No, please, please.
Someone said, I thought he was going to gouge Roman's eyes out. It's giving Oedipus.
True.
He gouges his own
yeah,
eyes out.
Yeah. I, after this whole scene,
okay.
I was like, please, I couldn't stop thinking about Kendall killing himself.
Right.
But I was like, don't do that. Because not because it would be too much, but I was like, it would feel so rushed and kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
And please don't do that.
That's why I was so happy. Because I also totally thought he was going to try and climb over the railing and that Colin would like come
yep,
and scoop him.
Yep.
Like I saw that coming. You could just kind of see it in Jeremy Strong's like body language and whatever. And I'm so glad they didn't do that, because it definitely would have been cheesy. Yeah. And like I tweeted, death is so easy on a show. Yeah. Like, it's just not satisfying dramaturgically. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's why they don't even really show Logan dying. They just go right to the body. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's not the important part.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that's what I was going to bring up, was that, I don't know if you saw it, and that's why you brought, that he did a take where he climbed over the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's one of those things where it's like, thank God that the directors are in charge and not Jeremy Strong.
Right.
Because that would have been cheesy. It would have been too much.
And, you know, I totally understand. He's like such a good actor. I understand the impulse to do it, you know? Like, he was feeling all of Kendall's emotions and he was like, yeah, I'm going to kill myself. Like, it's a good performance. It's bad writing and bad directing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think him being like, because that kind of feels like an escape to Kendall. And I think him being stuck with this feeling and stuck with this bodyguard following him is exactly how the show should end.
Yes, because then the implication is that if he did try to kill himself, Colin would stop him.
Exactly.
And like, that is enough for us to understand. You don't need to actually see it happen.
Exactly.
So that shit ruled.
Yeah. I loved what, he was walking to the elevator and I was like, don't go up. And then he presses zero and I'm like, thank God.
We did it.
Thank God.
And then some like random dude just gets to the elevator with him.
I love that detail, that it's like just some other guys in there with him.
It's like when you're crying on the train and you're like fully on a train with other people. You are not the main character.
Like, yeah. And I love that because it kind of shows that like this company just keeps going. Like the machine does not stop for him. And it's like, he's just, they're shooting him out into the world. Not to mention, again, with the, we'll just talk about it now. The park is the same one that Logan walks through in episode one.
Yep.
Which, again, that was, what, like a little over a week ago? And all the leaves are gone. It was like bright green during that shot. And now it's like middle of the winter.
It's like Shiv's pregnancy going from 0 to 100
right.
A week.
I'm like, all right. Lots happened in this.
Iverson and Sophie are literally Jeremy Strong's height.
Yeah. Well, I guess technically it is November if there was the election, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I don't know. Went from October to November.
They made it work.
What does that mean the baby's going to be? It's going to be born 5 months from now and it's in November, December, January, February, March, April. It's going to be April.
Yeah. Interesting.
That doesn't mean anything. Honestly, it would only have meant something if the baby was going to be like a Gemini or something, then I'd have to comment on it. But I don't know enough about astrology to make any other comments.
Okay.
So Shiv's final thing. Do you want to talk about
that?
Or do you
want to keep each final shot? How about that?
Great. Why don't we start with Roman then? Because Roman, I think to me is sort of the simplest one, which is, well, not simple, but I think it's the most hopeful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roman kind of has a lot going on for him and actually like took a management class and has marketable skills.
Yeah.
And like, wouldn't mind doing something like the 100.
Right.
I think he's been set free of the curse that Logan's put upon the family of like, you have to do this or build a pile as big as mine.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, Roman can kind of fuck off and either be rich and do nothing.
Yeah.
Or
that is kind of the vibe I get from Roman's final shot, is that he's broken free of whatever he was under. Like, he's not under Kendall anymore, not under Logan. He's kind of just out of the company, which is, he'll get the, well, that's the other thing we'll talk about, it with the Pierce thing, if that's still happening. I don't think that, I was looking it up, I don't think that needs to happen.
They never put any ink to paper, so like,
it doesn't need to happen.
They set a big number.
Which
that's
makes that first episode so funny that we were all like, oh shit. It never comes back. Never comes back.
Such is business.
It was like, oh fuck, what's that gonna be?
They're gonna be poor by the end of the season.
Then Logan dies and everyone forgot that happened.
Amazing. That's cinema, baby.
Yeah. So it is the simplest ending, but it's also very right and fitting for him.
Imbued with a lot of emotion and meaning with that martini and like the smile and he's still physically broken, whatever. But like, I kind of read it as a little hopeful.
Yeah, I like the way Jesse Armstrong talked about it too, where it's like he is kind of back to being that guy that he was at the beginning of the show. And like, this just feels like a very weird detour in his life that all this shit happened and now he's on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for him.
And I'm glad the show's over because I'm glad his life is no longer interesting enough to have a show about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To get meta about
it. Exactly. I mean, I would keep watching him. You know, He's
I want to see if he makes it work with Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another... There wasn't enough Jerry in the finale. I'll say that much.
But you know what? Jerry stays employed because one of the last things Tom said is like, Jerry knows what's going on and right. Where's Carolina? One thing Tom knows is a powerful woman.
Right.
And he's going to keep those powerful women around.
Yeah. That's a... It's
feminist king.
It's telling that Jerry's doing well because she's not in a lot of it. She's not entangled in any of this terrible shit. She's just... She's doing what she's always done, frankly.
Avoid mess.
Yeah, just serving her best interest. And yeah.
Yeah.
Her own.
God.
Yeah.
My favorite character. No, Connor's my favorite character, but Jerry's up there.
Jerry's up there. Tom is my favorite character.
Yeah, that's fair.
I love. I mean, he's from St. Paul. So, representation.
Stop that. You want to talk about Shiv and Tom? Final
we
shot?
We should.
Okay. Everything to me. I'm so like I said before, so glad Shiv made a move that was like big enough to be talked about for forever. She's trapped, she's free, she's stuck with Tom. She could be happy, she will be miserable.
Yeah,
it's everything. It's also just so like dramatic and like such a play shot of like you see them both straight on and then like her hand is like draped over his, but he had extended the hand in the first place.
Yeah,
but also like she needs the hand of a man to like do anything powerful in her life.
He doesn't even really look at her either. He just puts it there as if like
he expects her.
Yeah, he knows what to do, or she knows what to do.
I did find it. I know it was many things, but his line of like, "Hey, I have a car coming in 20 minutes. You're more than welcome." It was both an exertion of power because it's like, "Yeah, I'm the CEO now, and I have a car coming in 20 minutes." Right. But it's also like, "Hey, I'm inviting you into my car," because like you could say no, but also at this point, is she gonna say no?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's giving the implication from It's Always Sunny.
Right.
The girl said no, the answer obviously is no. But the thing is, she's not gonna say no. She would never say no because of the implication.
The Always Sunny podcast. Yeah.
Memorized.
Someone said the final shot of Tom by himself is the back of his head. I don't know if that's meant to mimic the shot from the opening titles.
Every kid had that shot though during the episode, you know, like it could have, or you know, you were meant to believe it could have been at any of them, and then that was Tom's last shot.
I also love that. I feel like there's so many shots of them from that angle in the show of like them in the back of the car of like Shiv either with Logan or with Tom.
When Shiv finds out it's Tom, like I'm sorry, you were talking about a completely different shot.
I was talking about the one, in the car, where they do the thing.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen Shiv in that position a whole lot, so it feels very fitting that... It's also, it's fitting that she... The only one that doesn't share a shot with someone is Roman. It's like, Shiv and Kendall are both kind of stuck to their dad, in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting. Sorry, I'm just thinking about it right now. That's really sad.
Whoa, Succession's sad when you think about it.
Wait. It's not a happy ending.
Whoa. It's
not very happy.
And then Kendall's final shot. I mean, I know we were talking about it, but like...
I was like overanalyzing it to death earlier. I'm like, the way they frame the benches behind him to like... It's like going through his neck. It's like Colin obviously looking at him. It's just a great shot.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's just beautiful.
It's like the best way to end this show. I'm really...
Yes, I didn't expect it to end that way. And then when it all like clicked into place, I'm like, yes, of course that makes sense. Did you see the tweet I retweeted from 2021 of this person who went to theater school with like, who just went to the DePaul's theater school. And they tweeted like, I can't watch Succession because it's basically just a King Lear retelling and Greg and Tom are Edgar and whoever, meaning one of them is going to end up king.
Yeah.
From 2021. Genius. I love people.
Yeah.
So then I quote tweeted and I said, that's goddamn fucking right.
I wanted to bring up a point. I don't know if you saw the origins of why they named him Wamsgans.
Ah, the old Wamsgans.
The thing I'm going to say?
Jackson was texting me about it.
There's a... there's some baseball player that they named him after. I forget the first name, but someone Wamsgans who like did a triple out or something.
He completed the only unassisted triple play in the history of baseball, which is where you get three outs by yourself.
Yeah, which you could easily be like the three outs, the three siblings. And I saw this earlier this week, just explaining the backstory of his name. And I was like, interesting. And then that's what happens.
Yo, we got Wamsgans.
That's my... so I just thought I should bring that up for anyone that wasn't aware.
What a show.
It's one of those shows where it's like of course you'd already heard this bit or yeah. that fact. Like, it's just people have already analyzed it to death. What is there to even add at this point? But that's, yeah. there's still a million ways you could interpret the way it ends.
I think that's why the critique that we bring to this show is not necessarily like, oh, I saw this fan theory, or uh-huh. like, oh, I think this is gonna happen. It's like, here's how I reacted to it. Here's what I right. thought about it.
Yeah.
Like, that is what is meaningful about, you know, critique is, mm-hmm. well, how did you feel? How to make you, what's your yeah. point of view on this?
Carl made me cry.
Look at that. Look at that. Literally, yeah. Carl made you cry. Like, yeah. that made you emotional. That yeah. is unique and interesting. It didn't make me cry.
Exactly.
I was drunk.
Have you ever cried during the show?
Yes, of course. Are you kidding me?
The thing is that the Carl thing is the first time I've cried, which is mm-hmm. why it's my favorite show ever, but it's yeah. kind of crazy to me that that's the only thing that's ever made me cry in amazing this show. What I won't ask you.
I mean I get teary eyed thinking about like all the women at the funeral, or like uh-huh. Marcia simply saying to Shiv, like, you know, what the fuck did you say, like, he broke your hearts, like, are yeah. you okay?
Yeah. yeah.
And that mirroring, like, when Shiv got sexually assaulted by Logan episode mm-hmm. like 3, and then Marcia was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
I get like teary eyed thinking about stuff like that, so
right.
yeah. Women.
What do you predict? I mean, there's no point in predicting the next season, but for fun, what do you think would happen next? Because I do think Shiv, it will just kind of continue. That is why I agree that you disagree about Shiv breaking the cycle, in that if anyone's going to participate in the cycle moving forward, it's Shiv. She'll just keep doing what she does. Mm-hmm. But the cycle she was breaking was, I guess, like Logan's shadow of in Kendall,
because Rava has broken the cycle for like Iverson and Sophie, right? Uh-huh. Like, she took yeah. their kids and said, I'm fucking off, I'll yep. see you I'll see you never,
right?
So they were never going to be the heirs to the throne, and they never talked about it in the show either, like,
yeah,
Kendall never said, oh, you know, I've been telling Iverson it's going to be him after me, because yeah. Kendall doesn't even know it's going to be him,
right?
Whereas Shiv's kid, it's like, I mean,
yeah,
if that company still exists, it's going to be Shiv's kid. However, I doubt it will.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. I didn't even think about
that. Because Tom is the American CEO that's just Mattson's puppet. And right. so, you know, how long is that really going to last?
Yeah.
Not long, especially if this election shit goes to, you know.
That's what I think is funny, is that, like, Shiv is, or Mattson is Shiv's puppet, and Tom is Mattson's puppet, and it's just a series of... That's why I don't think it's, like, the biggest loss for Shiv at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's tragic that she is the CEO's wife. Like, that's her role. Mm-hmm. But it's Tom.
You know, something I said episode one is, like, CEO wives, they be writing the most prolific emails.
Right.
And then the CEO sends it. That's what
Marcia,
Rava.
I mean, she was kind of.
It was what Rava was clearly doing for Kendall, because yeah. he would call her for advice, like, every
right.
couple scenes in the first couple episodes of the show.
Yeah.
Like, wives just be doing that for CEOs.
Dude, now I'm thinking back to, like, oh my God, the you just brought it up, Logan sexually assaulting Shiv.
Yeah.
And just, she ends up, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Being a woman, crazy. Anyway. Like I said, I wasn't crazy about a lot of Shiv stuff during this season, but this final episode, like, really clarified a lot of it and put it mm-hmm. into place. Like, yeah. I had never considered the bloodline thing until Roman brought it up. I was yeah. like, oh, I mean, crazy me,
yeah.
didn't think that, like, adoption would get you out of the running.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I was like, oh, they think about it like that. Oh, that is important that Shiv is pregnant then.
Right. In general, I feel like this last episode really brought things to a close yeah. after this. This season has been, like, chaos.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Every week has been, like, a workout to get through. I'm just yeah. like, Jesus Christ. So it feels... I'm also glad that it's over in that way, that, like, it's... Even for the characters, that people can just breathe.
How do you think this show has changed you, or how, like, you watch TV, or...
I'm really into corporate... dramas now.
Slay, you love the movie Blackberry?
Yes. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't. I don't watch things.
I was just reviewing it for my video
Ooh.
Like earlier today, and I was thinking about the fact that I don't know if I would be as into it as I am now, because I think Succession has, like, made me really into that kind of drama.
Hmm.
And I mean, I know that's like a... I also... I think it... I want to rewatch The Godfather now, because there's a lot of ties to The Godfather in this, and I think I would... love that even more. I don't know. I just, it is like, I don't think I ever latched on to something like that until Succession. So I think mm-hmm. it's just made me appreciate, like, a really dense family drama in a way I haven't been able to appreciate.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I think it was the first for me, is what I'll say.
I think me too.
Yeah. It's a great show. Oh, it's also like a very like modern show that I like. Mm. I think it like it's so. It's funny. Adam McKay executive produced it because I feel like he swings at trying to capture like modernity and like makes it a satire, and always it always comes off kind of cringy and like. Well, we know that's what it's like, but like Succession,
get her, Jade.
Succession's able to be like, that's what it's like, but in like a thrilling, compelling way. Mm. And I'm just really glad we have a show that's like. That captured everything right now in a way that's not entirely cheesy.
Yeah.
Corny. Anyway.
Bang, bang.
There's a lot to say about it. I'll probably make like a whole video about this. It's I'll never want to stop talking about the show. That's why I'm so sad it's over.
Aww.
It's so good. It's so good. Have you watched Veep? No, but I actually kind of want to watch Veep next. I think that'll scratch a similar itch.
My boyfriend has gotten into The Sopranos to answer earlier things in the chat. And you know what? That shit fucks.
That's next on the list.
I just like, you know, catch every couple episodes and I'm like, yeah, this show rules.
Yeah.
I do not have the time to get into it. Yeah. But
that's a different podcast.
It's a different podcast. Someone has probably done it better.
Someone said, were you disappointed? Be honest. Not even in the slightest. That was.
Were y'all?
I have this show's easy to win me over, obviously, but that finale like was perfect to me. I have no complaints besides maybe a little bit more Jerry. That is the only complaint. And even the fact that Jerry it made sense. Like everything about that finale made sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Even if I wouldn't have made the same choice or whatever I was suddenly a really good Hollywood writer, I don't care. It ended in a way that was satisfying, surprising, subversive, and makes you think and makes you question the character's decisions or the implications of that for the future.
Yeah.
Perfect time to end the show, and they did it great.
Also, what's your Twitter, someone asked? What's your...
Don't follow me on Twitter.
I know. I realized you're private. I was trying to retweet something of yours and it wouldn't let me.
I don't think I'm private.
Maybe my phone was being weird, but
Well, anyways,
You're not gonna plug it anyway.
I'm not plugging it anyway. You can find. I got 300 new followers on Twitter for like tweeting about Succession every week.
Now what?
I'm not private.
Damn. Maybe I.
It's just not my name. I don't know.
Yeah, Barry Podcast. That's a different show. Yeah. That's a different show.
Anyways,
that's gonna do.
Yeah, the thing that I will plug is the podcast I spend a lot of time doing, which is Busted Business Bureau, and I do have a Twitter for that, Busted Biz Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk like if you want to hear another podcast that I'm on, like that's the one to listen to because I host it and I talk about businesses and it's funny.
And you put a lot of work into it. It's a really well researched.
Oh my god, I read so much for that fucking podcast.
Whereas this, we just come over and fucking talk.
We
for
fuck
an hour.
Around.
Follow me on
Twitch.
I guess you're here. You're here. If you're not following, you should follow.
Yeah.
I think that's what win or loser. We have to do win or loser.
Oh yeah.
Who won and saying who won and lost this episode is saying who won and lost the show. I guess.
Yeah.
But that's a loaded.
I guess. Tom won.
Yeah. I think. It's between him and Mattson to me. I think Tom is in a interesting spot. There's a lot I feel like that's going to happen to him. And I feel like Mattson came out with exactly what he wanted.
Every decision Tom made, though, and every betrayal, every wormy promise of, like, going to prison or whatever, you thought it was going to land him in hot shit because Logan died, but turned out to have served him perfectly because he's the exact kind of guy to make wormy promises like going to prison for the boss.
Yeah.
So I think all of the shit that he's thrown away, like his whole personality and joie de vivre, as it were, worked out for the thing that he said he wanted, which is, like, power and prestige and money.
Yeah.
Loser, I mean, like,
it's probably Kendall. He has literally nothing to live for.
Yeah, literally nothing to live
literally
for.
Literally nothing.
And has gaslit his siblings into thinking he lied about killing a kid for attention.
Yeah.
That's a hard spot to come back from. Shiv and Roman, I think, could absolutely be friends after this, you know? Like,
that's exactly.
In fact, Roman defended her.
Jeremy Strong said this in an interview where he's like, they have lives after this, Shiv and Roman. Like, they can come back. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get that sense with their final shots. It's like, this isn't really the end for them. But for Kendall, there's just nothing. Like, he's literally staring off into the sun. Like, it's just nothing.
The man needs to find a musical theater program to run like the goddamn Navy and fuck off forever. He would eat.
Someone was like, he's going to write the worst memoir of all time.
It should be a one-man play, like Fleabag.
Yep. Who, fuck, what was I going to say?
So I guess that's the real loser, him ending up in the arts.
Yeah, going into cartoons, clearly.
He should make a cartoon. Yeah.
That is, I think, what I have to say for now.
No, I'm
It's
done.
Hard to stop talking about it, but I think that's the mom's husband, Peter, lost. He kind of lost.
Oh, my God. That shit with him and the retirement plan.
Yeah.
That shit was so funny. I knew the second that they came, they were going to make some horrible retirement pitch.
Yep.
And this episode was funny because in the background, they were like, you can get away with it, you know?
Yeah. Stewie kind of lost. I mean, no, he didn't.
No, Stewie never loses.
Stewie's truly neutral.
Stewie likes money.
True
he gets money.
Neutral.
So now he's gotten all this money for these shares, I think, if he's giving them up. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I love the one quick note is that I love all the little Lawrence Yee mentions this episode. I'm like, are they bringing him back? Is this like the Avengers of success?
Lawrence heads, we win.
I do think it's funny. It's like a meme now of the pilot to Succession where it ends with Lawrence being like, I'm going to eat you or like.
Yeah, I'm going to eat you alive.
I'm going to get in there and yeah. And then he just never comes back in the show.
Yep.
And everyone's like, oh, he's going to be the villain. And you're like, no, he's not. But I do think it's a bit of really distant foreshadowing that like it's like it is a tech guy comes in and takes the company.
Yeah.
And that is what ends up happening at the end.
It's giving.
And the note that I'm left with is that the business just keeps going.
Yeah.
But without the kids. Perfect ending. Perfect.
So good.
Perfect ending.
Goodbye, Succession.
Yeah.
Boy, did you serve me well.
Succession was a show, and now it is
over.
It is over.
People liked it.
And now it is gone. We all die someday.
It will be on the Max streaming service.
Dude. That
my
so
panic tweet
funny.
About it
yeah.
was awful.
I was like, I was half hoping it was gonna crash. I was like, that would be so funny if it crashed.
I've already canceled my subscription to Max, by the way. My ass is not watching any more TV.
Anyway, anything else to say before we sign off and I end this stream? Thank you for listening.
Yeah, everyone who's supported the podcast, thank you.
40 episodes.
Look at us go.
Yeah. We will see you all in another one.
Enjoy your life.
Bye-bye.
Suck off.
Oh, fuck. Okay, suck off.